Today the church celebrates Friday of the 24th week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout his ministry, Jesus made it clear that he came not to be served, but to serve. While he lived on earth as both God and human, he still needed the help of others to accomplish his mission. He wanted people to be a part of the mission. In today's Gospel, St. Luke tells us that as Jesus made his way preaching throughout many towns and villages, some women provided for him from their own resources. Their service to him enabled him to serve others. If Jesus needed the help of others to complete his mission, then we also need such help. As Christians, we are called to serve others and accept the service of others because we need their help. We cannot answer God's call simply by using our own resources. Serving others calls for a spirit of benevolence and humility, wanting to do for others while recognizing our need for interdependence. St. Paul taught us that we are all dependent on one another within the church, the body of Christ. The Spirit is at work in all our lives in so many different ways. We need others and others need us. We all have something worthwhile to give and something worthwhile to receive. So let us pray that we will recognize our need for and be grateful for those who journey with us and help us through life.